The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear assemblers and viewers of the Madani channel, we welcome you back once again to a very special program, to our very special program, the Special 10, in which we're going to be continuing with regards to our discussion regarding the lives of those 10 blessed and 10 special individuals who received the glad tidings of paradise from the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. But as usual, before we continue with our discussion, let's begin our episode with a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there are many blessings of reciting salawat and salam upon him. It is mentioned in Al-Qawl al-Badi' that after the death of Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad bin Mansur rahimahullahu ta'ala, someone dreamt of him wearing a heavenly robe with a pearled crown on his head, standing in the mihrab of a masjid in Shiraz. Allahu Akbar. So this is the way he has been witnessed, he has been seen by somebody after his passing away, that he was wearing heavenly garments, a heavenly robe and a pearled crown on his head, standing in the mihrab of a masjid in Shiraz. So the person who was dreaming, the dreamer, he asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? He rahimahullah ta'ala replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me. Allah has forgiven me, conferred respect on me, honored me with this pearl crown and made me enter paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So he further asked this person who was dreaming, then he asked that, what is this reward for? What was the reason for you being given this reward? Allahu Akbar. And he responded that I used to invoke salat and salam. I used to recite salawat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly. And this is the deed which benefited me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we learn that there are countless blessings of sending salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed it leads to success not only in this world but in the hereafter as well. So particularly salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Abundance, what do we mean by abundance? What's the figure that we need to reach if we wanted to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly? Then that figure, there are various opinions of the scholars, but Sayyidi Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has given us the figure of 313 times in the Madani In'amat, where he has given us the Madani In'am to at least recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 313 times on a daily basis, along with other awrad, other incantations, other wadaif that we do, other tasbihat that we do, and so on and so forth. So at least, at the very minimum, let's make an intention to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 313 times on a daily basis. And this is not a big target, because if we look at the salawat, there are long durood salam, as we call it, long salawat, or there are also shorter forms of salawat, like sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, or sallallahu ala Muhammad, or sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam. Any one of these, sallallahu ala Muhammad, now that is once, sallallahu ala Muhammad. So if we were to do this 313 times, we've still recited salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 313 times. And this is not going to be a massive, time-consuming task. So this is something to keep in mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. So alhamdulillah, as we discuss in this program, the lives of those 10 special individuals who were given the glad tidings of paradise from the blessed tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed, each and every companion, each and every sahabi of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are a dweller of paradise. They are destined for paradise. But then there are certain individuals who gain the glad tidings of paradise in the world by explicitly by the tongue of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst those individuals are these 10 companions who, all in one hadith, we find them mentioning, their names being mentioned, their names mentioned, that these are the dwellers of paradise. So today, inshallah, we'll be commencing our discussion of the 10th companion out of these 10, and about his blessed life, an introduction to him, what was his personality like, and so on and so forth. So inshallah, as usual, let's make an intention to learn something, and particularly what we take on board today, to implement it into our own lives as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So today, we'll be speaking about Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, radiyallahu ta'ala an. His complete name is Amir bin Abdullah bin Jarrah bin Hilal bin Wuhayb bin Dabba bin Harith bin Fahir bin Malik bin Nadr bin Kanana Qarashi Fihri. And this is where the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an interjects and it meets and connects with the lineage of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the 7 generations up at Fihr. His lineage connects with the lineage of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, so he has such a noble lineage as well, because the most noble of all lineage is indeed the lineage of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu connects with the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 7 generations up. His kunya, his patronymic appellation, is Abu Ubaidah, and this is what he's famously known as, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Like we already heard his complete name, so his name is Amir bin Abdullah, but his kunya is Abu Ubaidah, and his father's name is actually Abdullah, like Amir ibn Abdullah. So Amir, the son of Abdullah. So his father's name is actually Abdullah, but normally you have people like, you know, when you have son so and so, the son of so and so. So for example, Zayd ibn Khalid. If somebody was Zayd and his father's name was Khalid, it would be Zayd ibn Khalid, Zayd the son of Khalid. So with regards to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, even though his father's name was Abdullah, but rather than calling him Abu Ubaidah ibn Abdullah, we call him Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Now the reason for that is he's actually more famously known for his connection towards his grandfather who is Jarrah. So rather than his father's name, whose name is Abdullah, his grandfather Jarrah, he's more famously attributed and linked towards him. His blessed mother, Sayyidatuna Abi Ubaidah, Umayma binti Ghanam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she also accepted Islam. And from her side as well, the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu an connects with the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the 9th generation. So from both his mother's side and his father's side, the lineage of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu an connects with the lineage of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his father's side, 7 generations up, and from his mother's side, 9 generations up. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He's described, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, he's described as a tall individual and slim, tall, and a very enlightened and illuminated face. He had a very enlightened and an illuminated face, and he would apply mehndi or henna on the hair on his head and the hair of his blessed beard. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiyallahu an, such a great individual. He's very well known for many aspects, from various aspects of his blessed personality. And indeed, each and every aspect that we look at is impressive. For example, he was extremely, extremely intelligent. And he was extremely, at the same time, very humble and simple. And he was a very welcoming, warm, an approachable person. He had this great sense of detachment from the world. These are some of his blessed qualities that he possessed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Many other qualities as well that he is well known for. So, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, radiyallahu ta'ala an, he is also one of those blessed individuals. And when we look at all of these 10 great companions who we're speaking about, we find something that, a theme that occurs in most of their lives is the fact that they were some of the initial people to accept Islam. And the initial Muslims, they were those individuals who went through a lot of hardship, a lot of troubles. So Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, he's also from amongst those companions who were some of the initial companions to have accepted Islam. And when he became a Muslim, at that point, Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un radiyallahu an was also, he also became a Muslim. And Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an, he's also one of those individuals, one of those few and one of those many individuals who accepted Islam at the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, due to the individual effort of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Yes, my dear some brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, like we heard when we were discussing the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, that the beautiful practice that we picked up from the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, that as soon as he accepted Islam, he did not take a break. He was, the very next day he was back, he was at work, he was inviting people towards Islam. And many people, many great companions accepted Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, due to the individual efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiyallahu an, he is also one of those great companions, one of those individuals who accepted Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And when we look at Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu an, and the fact that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an invited him, this is a good message for us. This is something for us to learn, because we're always trying to pick up things and learn from the lives of these blessed individuals. So something for us to learn and take on board is to never give up inviting towards goodness, or to never be hesitant in the invitation towards goodness. Alhamdulillah, many blessings in the ahadith that we've been taught regarding invitation towards goodness, a command which is directly given to us in the glorious Quran, a command which we've been given by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's a, you know, each and every one of us as Muslims, each and every Muslim in his own respect is a preacher of Islam, and they have their duty to invite towards goodness. So don't think that this invitation towards goodness is only limited to a particular group of people, or only to scholars. Rather, each and every one of us. You know, for example, let's say there are two brothers. One wakes up for the Fajr Salah. Now, his brother may be lazy. He may need more time, or he may need somebody to actually wake him up. Now, it is the job of this brother. It's the necessity of this brother to ensure that he wakes him up. He wakes his brother up for Salah as well. That would be his, see, he's still inviting towards goodness. So each and every one of us, depending on the authority that we've been given, we also invite towards goodness in our own way, in our own manner. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an, it is narrated that he had one wife, and out of this he only had two children. He is one of those individuals who migrated twice, because in total, if you look at it, there were actually three migrations. First two were to Habsha, Abyssinia, or Ethiopia now. So the Muslims, when the oppression from the disbelievers of Mecca became so much and became unbearable in one sense, the Muslims migrated towards Habsha. So first the Muslims migrated towards Habsha, then afterwards there was another group of Muslims who migrated towards Habsha, then the migration took placed was from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. So this is Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu anhu. He's one of those blessed individuals, one of those lucky individuals who migrated towards from Makkah to Habsha in the second migration, and then from there to from Makkah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Subhanallah. So he is also Dhul Hijratain, the person who migrated twice. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's also from amongst those individuals who had the privilege of participating in the Bay'at al-Ridwan. Now, what is Bay'at al-Ridwan? This is the pledge of allegiance that the companions of Ridwan Allah ta'ala majma'in, they gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is something which is mentioned in the glorious Quran, that those who pledged their allegiance, those who participated in this bay'ah, in this allegiance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. This is mentioned in the glorious Quran, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with the believers when they gave their hand, when they pledged allegiance with you underneath the tree. And Allah knew what is in their hearts. And so Allah caused comfort, caused peace to descend upon them. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant them, soon grant them an imminent victory. So this is something that Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu was also participating in the Bay'at al-Ridwan. And we find from the glorious Quran that these companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced that in the glorious Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Likewise, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he is that specific, special individual who was given a title from the blessed court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine that. Imagine being able to receive, imagine being given a title of honor from the blessed tongue and from the blessed court of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that indeed, for each nation is an ameen, is a trustworthy individual. And for this ummah, the ameen of this ummah is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. This is why he is known as Ameenul Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Ameenul Ummah. And Ameenul Ummah, this is the title that he directly received from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised this quality of his, this quality of honesty, this quality of trustworthiness in Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that the people of Najran, they came to the court of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send to us such an individual who is ameen, who is trustworthy, who is honest and trustworthy. Allahu Akbar. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I shall send to you such an ameen, such a trustworthy person as a trustworthy person ought to be. Allahu Akbar. And then people saw that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having said these beautiful words, he sent none other than Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. So this is a direct honor and a blessing that Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an, he received from the court of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But keep in mind that this beautiful aspect or this beautiful quality of being ameen, being trustworthy, being honest, this was really found in such an extraordinary way in the personality of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. You know, like how you say, well if somebody is an alim, he's a scholar, you say, you know, this is how a scholar should be. He is a scholar. He is such a scholar like a scholar ought to be. He is such a scholar, you know, this is how a scholar should be. So you're using him as an example. So this is the same thing when the Prophet ﷺ says that I will give you an ameen as an ameen should be. I'll give you an honest person as an honest person should be. So this does not mean that, ma'azallah, the other companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not possess this quality of honesty, or this quality of amana, this quality of being ameen. But it really shone, it really came out in the personality of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Otherwise, each and every companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ameen. But Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, he is the first in this sense, you could say. He has the top rank in being an ameen. He is Aminul Ummah, the ameen of this nation, the ameen of this nation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He received so much love from the court of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Shaqiq radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that I asked Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that who was the most beloved person to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love the most? And she replied that firstly, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, and then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then after that, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And then you say that I asked her who else after that, but she remained silent and she did not give a reply. So this is something, another thing that we find according to Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, you know, that he was one of the most beloved people in the court of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed we find the other companions praising this great individual. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praising this great individual. The other companions praising this great individual. Because you know, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, obviously he's not an ordinary individual. First, because he's a Sahabi. Secondly, he's one of those high ranked Sahaba who are the 10 blessed individuals who were given the glad tidings of paradise. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, he says that there are three individuals in the tribe of Quraysh who have the most illuminated, most bright face, and they have the best of characters, and they possess modesty more than any other. Allahu Akbar. And they are such people that when they speak, they do not lie. And when you speak to them about something, they do not deny it. Allahu Akbar. They will not turn it down, they will not deny it. Allah Allah. And who are these blessed individuals? They are Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. So Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu an, a person, an individual with an illuminated face, with the best of characters, a really modest person. These are qualities, you know, best of characters. Each and every Muslim try to develop these characters with himself. Best, the one possessing most haya, most modesty. This is another characteristic that a Muslim needs to instill within himself. So these are things that we can take from the life of this great individual, this great Sahabi of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we adopt modesty and that we adopt good character. And good character, this is not just being good to those who are good to us. No, this is just payback. This is just us paying them back for being good to us. Rather, being good to those who, you know, giving to those who deprive us, mending relationships with those who try to break off ties with us, giving to those who oppress us. These are the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is character. This is true good character. This character that was practically shown and portrayed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, practically shown to us in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he verbally taught us to adopt good character. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, one of those companions who has the best of characters, who has the most modesty, Allahu Akbar, and he, when he speaks, he does not lie. Another big problem in our society. You know, the scholars, especially in the old days, they would be shocked. They would be amazed because they could not believe that a Muslim would lie. These are the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a Muslim can never be a liar. He may be a sinner, he may be other things, but he can never be a liar. Allahu Akbar. Lying. No, lying, when you think about it, what do we mean by lying? Anything that we say that is contrary to the reality, that is not in accordance with the reality, in essence is lying. Then, you know, even something like telling your child, if you do this, I'll get you that gift, and you have no intention of buying that for him, that's also lying. So lying, no matter how we sugarcoat it and we say, no, this is this and this is that, if it is impermissible in the light of Sharia, it is lying. And it is a sin. No matter how you put it forward, no matter what you call it, whether you call it a fib, whether you call it a joke, if it's a lie, it's a lie. So please be careful. Let's adopt this habit of avoiding lies as well. Alhamdulillah, today we've heard a brief introduction to the great personality of Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, and we've heard that he's Aminul Ummah. He is Aminul Ummah. Directly this title was given to him by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his blessed lineage joins with the lineage of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both from his father's side and his mother's side as well. And he was a great personality with these beautiful characteristics. He had an illuminated face. He would not lie when he spoke, and he had the most beautiful of characters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take these things on board from the life of this great companion and from the lives of these great companions who we have been discussing. Ameen. Bijahi an-Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special 10 Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special 10 Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The special 10